Australian scientists have located a tiny satellite launched from the International Space Station in May. The tiny spacecraft, known as Inspire 2, was deployed to measure the effect of space weather on GPS systems, but it failed to check in with its anxious Australian crew after launch, Tim Brunero reports.
That's the sound of a tiny lost Australian satellite desperately phoning home. It's the size of a bread loaf and it was launched from the International Space Station in May. And then it disappeared.
Should have come alive probably within an hour and been detected on the ground, but it didn't.
That's Professor Eva Cairns from the University of Sydney, the project leader of Inspire 2, a cross-university collaboration to design, build and operate a so-called CubeSat, a new generation of DIY satellites. CubeSat satellites use generic off-the-shelf components, allowing scientists to focus on instrumentation and science rather than satellite design. But Professor Cairns in Sydney wasn't the only one listening out for the tiny satellite to phone home.
When we first pointed our antennas to the sky after deployment, was silence. There was absolutely nothing. The satellite was supposed to talk to us every 30 seconds and tell us its status, its battery, charging, battery voltages, all these things. But we had nothing.
That's team member Dimitrios Safakis, who was also staring into the heavens from the Australian National University in Canberra. The team desperately tried to talk to the satellite, but it didn't respond.
Initially, we tried from the ground stations at the University of New South Wales, Sydney, and the Australian National University. We tried to relay a message to the satellite to stop trying to deploy its antenna, which was causing the problem. But after a week, we could not succeed passing that message to the satellite.
Finally, the team had to enlist the help of radio amateurs around the world to get a message to the little satellite.
Our best chance for success was from this station in the Netherlands. They have access to a very large dish, a 25-meter diameter dish, which is normally used for radio astronomy. So we sent them a pre-recorded digital message. The instructions were, do not try to deploy your antenna. Wait until your batteries are fully charged. So the satellite received that message, went for a nap, charged up its batteries, and then a few hours later, it was able to start transmitting and we could all hear it. Those packets of audio that you hear is information about the health of the satellite. That is the battery voltage, the temperature of the CPU. Essentially, it's just a message about the health of the satellite.
Now the tiny 2-kilogram machine can get on with its work, looking into the effect of space weather on GPS systems.
If you have an ionospheric event, a space weather event, then you can have your GPS signals telling you that your airplane is 10 metres above the ground rather than right on the ground or perhaps 10 metres underground when it should be just landing. So GPS signals and effects on communications are really important.
Professor Eva Cairns ending Tim Brunero's report.